Yesterday in Shul, many of us were inspired to hear the name of the month of Adar called out, Rosh Chodesh Adar. If you listen more carefully, we heard Rosh Chodesh Adar, another word was added. What word was added? Adar HaRishon. This is one of those leap years where there are two Adars. A fascinating phenomenon in the Jewish calendar. The Jewish calendar has a 19-year cycle. 7 of the 19 years are leap years. And it follows a regular pattern. Rashi tells us what the pattern is in Masechta Megillah. And for those who are math buffs, it's Goach Adzat. Ooh. That means 3, 6, 8 in the first decade, if you will, and 1, 4, 7, 9 means 11, 14, 17, and 19 in the second decade. And you can start over and over again. If you do the math, it works out. And as it happens, in the century that we are living in right now, we're in 5771, it's a little bit easier to figure it out because you start off with the first year of the century. It is true that the year 5700 is divisible by the number 19. 19 is, 3 times 19 is 57, times 100. That may be coincidental, but it's certainly helpful to us as non-professional mathematicians to figure out in a given year whether the year is a leap year or not. Let's take this year, 5771. Okay, so knock out the 57. You have 71. Okay, so 71 divided by 19 gives you 3, 57 again. Remainder what? From our old arithmetic in high school? Remainder, anybody? Come on. No one wants to say the number. Remainder 14, right? 57 and 14 is 71. And as we said before, 14 is one of those leap years. Hence, this year is a leap year. 3 years from now will again be a leap year. 2 years after that will again be a leap year. And the goal is just figure out the years as we go. We're not here to do mathematics, but we are here to plumb some of the fascinating depths of the Jewish calendar, and in particular, this idea of a leap year, of two others. We look in the today's shiur could be primarily about Purim and two others in terms of various commemorations of Adar. Yahrzeit, for example, I had a question today about a Yahrzeit. And also about bar or bas mitzvahs. Now, I'm speaking to an audience of women, yet we focus on bar mitzvah for two reasons. Number one, that's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about, and it's more relevant in terms of when a young man counts towards a minyan, when he can read the Torah, or when he puts on tefillin, and things of this nature. And number two, as a mathematical quirk, the particular case which we're going to focus on of a person who was both born and achieved majority in a leap year. Those who are math buffs can figure it out. I'm not going to tell you now how or what. It's 3 times more likely for a man than for a woman. That's what I was thinking about late last night, just doing the math. But at the end of the shiur, if you want, we can talk on the side. I was a math major in Yeshiva College, so I have some fond memories. Okay. Footnote 1, and as you may notice, there are also 13 footnotes. There's a bar mitzvah. Source number 1, Ein ma'abrin ela Adar. That the month which is the leap month is always Adar. V'chol shara chadashim ein ma'abrin. The other months, there aren't 2 Tishreis or 2 Cheshvans or anything like that, or 2 Nisans. Why? As it says in Megillas Esther, we're up, coming up to Megillas Esther on Purim. L'chodesh ne'masaru chodesh Adar. The 12th month has to be Adar. V'ma'abrin achas mishara chadoshim lo havi Adar shne'masar. Obviously, if you make 2 Shvats, Adar is going to be the 13th month. So we want that Adar should be the 12th month in every single year. So we can only make Adar double and not any other month double. Fine. So now, we have to understand the logic behind it is found in source 3. Michilta. Mechilta is written by the Tanoim in the comments on the Chumash. Hol v'hachodesh misaber v'hashana misaberes. There could be a leap month or a leap year. Now I know this may sound a little bit complex in terms of the calendar, but not only can the years have 12 or 13 months, but months can have also two different numbers of days. Anybody know what the two numbers are? Anybody know? Very good. 29 or 30. Right? So there could be a chodesh misaber with 30 days and a shana misaber with 13 months. Ma chodesh echad minuyav. It's a unit of 1 day. Av shana echad minuyav. A unit of 1 month. Ma chodesh ein tosefes avuro elo besof. The day you add, by definition, is the 30th day. You don't add the 10th day. We don't say, we'll have 2 10th days in the month of Shvat. Ridiculous. You don't have 2 10th days. You have a 10th, 11th, and then this coming Friday is going to be the 30th day of Shvat. Right? So it's obvious that the last day is the leap day. So too, Av Shana Ein Tosefes Ibura El Besof. So the extra month is the last month. Truth is, this should be intuitive and obvious, given the fact that just as the days of the month have no names, there's no name assigned to the 10th day of the month. There's no day. It's just that day. Am I correct? Today is the 25th. Is that correct of the month of Shvat? Something like that. 25th? There you go. No name. Oh, the 25th of the day, we'll call it boom. There is no name. It's just the 25th of Shvat. So too, in terms of the months of the calendar year, for looks in the Holy Torah, we read it a few weeks ago, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, and the Torah consistently refers to the months only by their numbers. You will not find a single name of any month in the Torah. Many events are described by what happened. The Chodesh HaSheni, right? And there's the Chodesh HaChamishi, and the Chodesh HaShvi. You have this Keseder, but they're never a name. So therefore, the months are the same as the days. They just go by numbers. Obviously, the leap month will be month number 13, by definition. The same as the leap day is day number 30. Any questions so far? Okay. So now we come to a very serious question. A serious question. What happens, I'll ask you the question first, if a young man is born on the 29th day of a month that is flexible? See, our calendar is flexibility. There are 2 months of the year that could be either 29 or 30. Otherwise, it's very standard. The months are all standard. Since we're in Shvat now, let's just pick up where we left off. Teves always has 29, and Shvat always has 30. The second other always has 29, Nisan has 30. Iyar 29, Sivan 30. Tammuz 29, Av 30. Elul 29, Tishrei 30. Only left for 2 months. That's where the flexibility is built in. Cheshvan and Kislev can either be what we call Kisidron, which would mean 29 and 30, repeating the pattern of the previous 10 months. Or no, they can be both 29 or both 30. Okay? If they're both 29, it's called Choser, the year is called Choser. And if they're both 30, it's called Sholei. Fine. What happens? I'm asking you a question. A boy is born on the 29th day. Take a girl, okay? A girl is born on the 29th day of Cheshvan. The year she turns by Bas Mitzvah, there are 30 days in Cheshvan. Okay? What is the day of her Bas Mitzvah? What? 29 or 30? Let's have a vote. We'll have a vote right here in front of her. Vote. Who votes 29? Who votes 30? Really? Okay, we have to have at least one vote on the other side. So, the overwhelming majority voted 29, which is the correct vote. Okay? She's Bas Mitzvah on the 29th. Let's take the paradigm to months. Okay? Someone is born on the 12th month of a year, which only has 12 months. And he, which we'll go back to the men, turns Bar Mitzvah on a year where there are 13 months. Listen very carefully. I just said two almost identical constructs. Before, you were born on 29, when that was the last day of the month. bas mitzvah when they're 30 days in the month. So the vote went to the bas mitzvah on 29. Imo tatale, so what? Now, you're born in the 12th month of a 12-month year. Now you're bar mitzvah in the 13th month. You'll have the same vote again. Who votes? You're bar mitzvah in the 12th month. Notice, I notice some much more hesitation over here. Who votes your bar mitzvah in the 13th month? The vote has changed somewhat. Why? If you're mathematically inclined, it should be exactly the same thing. It's irrelevant that it's not the last month or the last day. You were born on the 29th, bar mitzvah 29th. Born on 12, bar mitzvah on 12. Well, let's take a look over here in source number 2. Source number 2. L'didan tov l'malos harishon, this upcoming month of Adar Rishon, is 30 days. Tu chodesh o'ibur, that is the extra month, what we call the leap month. The first Adar, sheni tosef al hashana, that's the extra month, Adar Rishon. Af al gav darminan d'shana misaveres b'sofa, we just learned in the Mechilta that the shana is the last month, it doesn't matter. Somehow, for some overriding reason, the leap month is not month 13, but month 12. Who said so? B'yushalbi de Megillah. We find something along these lines, which is the extra month. They seem to be finding about this point. What other, last line, other harishon tosefes, or other hasheni tosefes? And that seems to be the critical question. Which is the tosefes, the extra month? Is it the first Adar or the second Adar? This seems to be possibly the determining factor in our question. But before we go any further and analyze the question, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah has our exact case. Our exact case. We read the Ramah in the somewhat different print at the end of source 4. It's a different font. Hagah means the Ramah. Umi shenolad bi'adar, in a plain year. Nase bar mitzvah b'shnasa ibur, like this year. Eino nase bar mitzvah ad other hasheni. You were so smart not to raise your hands. How are you so smart? I would have raised my hand right away. I said it has to be bar mitzvah the first other. That's the 12th month. The same as the 29th day. Yes? Purim. Brilliant logic. We'll see which great rabbi concurs with the logic. And a small rabbi doesn't concur. But we'll come to that in a few minutes. Very good. So let's take a look over here in source number 5 for this analysis. On line 2, he quotes the Mahari Mintz, who's the source for the Ramah. The last 4 words on line 2 of Prichodesh, source 5, say, the harash halevi zal b'tshuva cholek alzeh. The omer sheba adar harishon nase bar mitzvah. So those who raised their hand and said the bar mitzvah in the first, don't feel bad. The harash halevi is on your side. And of course the question becomes, he seems to be right, the harash halevi. Why is the Mahari Mintz and the Ramah against him? So the pre-chodesh quotes of Yerushalmi, line 4 of source 5. Other harishon tosefes or other hasheni tosefes. What's the difference? Shnei kivsei atzeres beinehom. Nolad b'chamisha osa b'adar b'shana she'enem uberes. What happens? A sheep is born in Adar of a plain year. V'nichnas l'shana she'im uberes. And now you go into a year which is a uberes. In tamer other harishon tosefes. Shana arukahi. So you have to offer this animal within the year of its birth. You have 13 months. But if in tamer other hasheni tosefes, ein lo elad chamisha asa b'adar harishon. That if it's born in the first, in plain other, then you only have until the first other to offer the sacrifice. Vasikna, he claimed at the conclusion, well, it's not so clear in the original source, other aleph tosefes. At the first other is the Tosefes. And he quotes the Tosefes we just saw in source number 2. And therefore, that other Rishon is Tosefes, last line of source 5, Eino Naser Bar Mitzvah, Ad Other Hashem. You're not bar mitzvah until the second Adar. The first Adar is the extra month, the additional month, the leap month. Now I ask you a question. How is it even possible to consider this conceptually if months by Torah law have no names? The source of the names of the months is in Babylonia. The rabbis teach us that the names of the months came with them when they emigrated from Babylonia, from Bavel. The Ramban in his Perush of Chumash and Parshas Bo talks about it and seems to say that the fact that we call them by names and not by the numbers as the Torah requires is not a violation of Acholesh Hazel Achem Rosh Chodashim. We must call them by the names of the by the numbers to remember the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which took place in that month of Pesach. He says the reason is because nowadays you have to remember the deliverance from Babylonia. And the way to remember the deliverance of Babylonia is by using Babylonian or Persian names which they brought with them when they came up. So it's fundamentally the same mitzvah. We don't just call our month January, February. We call our month by names which will remind us of Hashem's miracles. In the first portion of our history, we gave simple numbers to remind us of the miracle of the Exodus from Egypt. And since we came up from Bavel, we adopt those names from Bavel to remind us of the fact that we were redeemed once again when we came back to rebuild the Bayit Shem. Clear? This is what the Ramban says. But this seems to be a matter of how we recall the miracles of Hashem. It doesn't seem to that these new names, which didn't even exist in our world when the Torah was given, can have an impact on the halacha in terms of when the year is up. Sounds rather outlandish, although some suggest it. So if you assume that that's not the case, we assume that it all depends upon numbers, what do you mean the extra month is the first Adar? Would you say that the extra day of a leap month is the 29th day? If 1 through 28, then the 29th is extra, and the 30, that's really 29. Wow. I mean, you don't have to be a math major to know that that's counterintuitive. So too with the months. 1, 2, 3, 11, and then you have this extra month, and then comes 12. What does that mean? You count, you can't skip when you're counting. So my answer is as follows. It's what I call a chiddush, an innovative way to count months. We count from, here's the point of this chiddush. Really, the Torah determined for us that a year has 12 months. What happens in a leap year, this may sound unusual, but listen carefully. In the leap year, what happens is that the 12th month repeats. To use our language, is 12A and 12B. We're used to that, right? 12A and 12B. Here's the question. There is no 13th month. It's 12A and 12B. Which, therefore, is the extra one? Is 12A extra or is 12B extra? Concludes the Yerushalmi, 12A is extra, and 12B is the 12th month of that year. That being the case, we can understand why a boy who is born in the plain Adar of the 12th month will become bar mitzvah in 12B. Not in 13, that would make sense. It's 12B. Contrast that with the days of the month. We don't say it's 29A and 29B. No. Some months, look, after all, half the months are 29, and half the months are 30. So why should we give an A and B assignment? Contrast that with the years. Most years, significant majority of the years, 12 of 19, are regular years, with 12 months. So even in the rarer phenomena of leap months, we don't say it's 13. No, it's 12A and 12B. It may sound like a rather arbitrary definition. That's the only way that I can understand what the Yerushalmi is saying of other Arishon Tosefes and the Psak of the Ramah, which tells us that in point of fact, you become bar mitzvah on the second Adar if you were born in a plain year when there's only one Adar. I'm going to try to prove this to you. Yes?
I don't get on what basis does it say that 12 is
It's 12. Right. And 12A is a Tosefta. It's a good question. It's an excellent question. How did the rabbis know that 12A is in fact the extra month? Maybe we should say that 12B is the extra month? That's an excellent, excellent question. The Yerushalmi says so. It's quoted over here in source number 5. He doesn't quote the entire Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it. It's not clear what the basis. Your question is better than my answer. But have faith. But that's what the Yerushalmi says, and there's a basis for it. Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, sure, please. Okay. Oh, that's possible. Possible. Whatever it may be. Yes, ma'am. A little louder so I can hear you. I think Cheshvan, it's called Bul. That's it. Right. Ziv and Bul are found before the story of Purim. That's true. But aside from those two exceptions, to my knowledge, all the other names came later. Yes. Right. Sheep is born on, take an example. I see birthday cakes. Where do I go with the birthday cakes? Okay? So a sheep was born last year on the 15th day of Adar. We're making the sheep a birthday party. You want to know, when the year is up, so then that point, until that point, you have to offer it as a korban. Which other is the birthday party? With the one candle on the cake, That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara concludes it's in the second other. Because the first other, 12a, is just the extra month. You have till 13 months to offer this as a korban. Okay, that's the paradigm from the sheep. Now, listen to this now. Listen very carefully. I want to hear you. We're going to have another vote. Somebody is born on the 30th day of the month of Cheshvan. Okay? There are many people born that. Anyone have that birthday? Anybody in this room born on the 30th day of Cheshvan? 30th day of Kislev? No such luck? I feel bad. Okay. It would be nice to have an example for someone in the room. Okay. Aleph Teves. Well, maybe we'll get to that later. Maybe we'll get to that later. Fine. You want to have a bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. Guess what? Your birthday doesn't exist. On the year that you're bar bas mitzvah, there is no 30th day of Cheshvan or of Kislev. Now what do? We'll have a vote. A vote in this room. I give you two choices. Either you're bar mitzvah the 29th of Cheshvan, or you're bar mitzvah on the 1st of Kislev. Have a vote. Who votes for the 20th? Again, you're born the 30th of Cheshvan. Who votes for your bar mitzvah on the 29th of Cheshvan? Who votes for the 1st of Kislev? That's the majority vote. That's the correct vote. That's the correct vote. So it would seem. Hold on. Right. It can't be before. It has to be after. So now I'm going to answer another question. Someone is born in the second month of Adar. Who was born in the second month of Adar here? Anybody? No one in the whole room was born in Adar Sheni? Nobody? Your daughter was born. Okay. Your daughter was born in the second Adar. Good. Good? So, very, very good. Let's assume that the year of her bas mitzvah was a plain year. It was a plain year? Okay. When should this bas mitzvah be celebrated? Can we give you a vote again? It should be celebrated in the month of Adar, plain Adar, or perhaps it should be postponed to the month of Nisan. We'll take a vote. Who votes that the bas mitzvah of her daughter should be celebrated in the month of Adar? Raise your hand. Everybody raise. Who votes Nisan? Only a few. But shouldn't it be logically followed? If we said before, you were born on 30. When you're bar mitzvah, there is no 30. So instead of going earlier to 29, you go later to the next month, right? That everyone voted. Here too. You were born in 13. Right? She was born in 13. And the year you're bas mitzvah, there is no 13. So if you follow the logic, you should wait till when? Till the next month. Your whole bas mitzvah was for naught. Go back to the caterer and then blah, blah, blah. The Rabbi Shech the Shalita, in his Sefer, Be'ikvei Hatzon, suggests this possibility. On page 12, maybe everyone who's born in the second Adar and is bar mitzvah in a plain year should not be bar mitzvah until the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's absolutely wild. No one in the real world accepts that view. But why not? Makes perfect logical sense. You're born in 13, weren't you? What's the answer? You were not born in 13. When were you born? 12B. You were born in 12B. So now that your bar mitzvah is only 12, your bar mitzvah in 12. Yes. Absolutely. We'll get to that in terms of when you can celebrate your birthdays. Birthday parties are important, although not so important. In our, you know, they say that Yom Huledes Esparo, that the non-Jews, we commemorate Yahrzeits. We commemorate, it's a funny religion we have. We commemorate days of death, and then the Goyim, they commemorate the days of birth. A funny thing. But we'll get to Yahrzeits as we go. So we heard before, one of the proofs that was brought, yes, partially you figure that one out. But we heard before a proof from the story of Purim. So let's turn to, in fact, the source number 6 and see what happens when it comes to Purim. When do we observe Purim? When? The Tanakhama says, should observe Purim in the, all the observances of Adar. It's not only Purim, the Megillah, it's what we call Shabbos Shkolim and Shabbos Zohar, not the Avar Parshis, should be done B'Sheni. But if you did it in the first month, it's okay. Except for Megillah, you have to repeat it again. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, believe it or not. According to Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yossi, Purim is upon us. Mikra Megillah Lechatchila Berishon. We're going to, according to Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yossi, Purim is in less than 3 weeks. Wow. Take your shalachmanis ready. We don't follow Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yossi. We have Purim in 7 weeks. Okay? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no. You have to go back. It's only in the second Adar. Says the Gemara in the second paragraph here. Shnei mikra echad darshan. They all derive from the same pasuk. B'chol shana v'shana. The pasuk in the Megillah. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi says b'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana adar samach v'shvat. Adar comes after shvat, right? And we just, yeah, of course. Avkan adar samach v'shvat. So therefore Purim is observed in the first Adar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says no. B'chol shana v'shana. you're pulling it from both sides. Says the Gemara, we understand Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Why? Ein mavir ala mitzvahs. You fulfill Purim at the first opportunity. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what's my time? ? What's his reason? Says the Gemara, no. Mismach geula le geula adif. It's preferred to juxtapose the two geulos of Purim and Pesach as close as we can to one another. Teaching us a very important moral lesson, which is not the subject of our discussion this morning. Now we speak about overt miracles and covert miracles, they come from the same source. Purim is the ultimate covert miracle, hidden miracle. Pesach is the ultimate revealed miracle, overt miracle. We put them near each other to show us that just as we all believe that Hashem made the tremendous miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf, the whole story, Hashem made the miracle of Purim and the miracles of our daily lives as well. Fine. Comes the Mishnah Berurah in source number 7. And says as follows. On the third line. Adar Arishon lo nikre Adar. It's not called Adar. Ela Chodesh HaIbur. It's the month of Ibur, the leap month, the extra month. Mikri, why? Your proof. Shari'ein Koren Esa Megillah Ba'adar Rishon. That's your proof. You are mechamet to the Mishnah Berurah, no less an authority. The Mishnah Berurah proves that Adar Rishon is the extra month, not the real month, from the fact that we don't read the Megillah in the first Adar, but rather we read the Megillah in the second Adar. I'd like to quote a famous verse in the Megillah. A two-word phrase which we use in rabbinic Hebrew to great advantage. And that is, V'nahapochu. Remember the pasuk? They were going to destroy us, we destroyed them. So here, it seems to me that the proof of the Mishnah Berurah is V'nahapochu. proves exactly the reverse. Why does it prove the reverse? I'll tell you why it proves the reverse. The Gemara in source number 6 indicates, to me at least, that in fact both others are others. I repeat, both others are others. The Mishnah Berurah derives from here that only the second other is other, the first one doesn't count. Not true. They're both others. What's the best proof to that? That each other is a candidate, a viable candidate, on which we can read the Megillah. And the only reason why we happen to follow the ruling that we read the Megillah on the second rather than the first is a technical reason. So we should have the deliverance of Purim be close to the deliverance of Pesach and their observances. But technically speaking, were it not for that consideration, we would have read the Megillah in the first other, which is Eimavir Alamitz, the first opportunity. Indicated that they were, to the contrary, V'nahapachu, that both months qualify as other. As a matter of fact, what happens if someone has a yahrzeit in the month of other? Does anybody here in this room have a yahrzeit? Yeah, everyone's raising their hands. Okay, good. We have yahrzeit in the month of other. Now what happens if the person, the parent, passed away in a plain other? In a plain year other. And this year, there were two others. Anybody in that situation? Anybody in this room? Which other do you commemorate the yahrzeit? First or second? Oh, let's ask those who have it for their halacha l'maisa. For those who have this real case, what other were you told to commemorate the yahrzeit? First. Let's take a look in source number 8. Source number 8. Fascinating. K'she'ira yom shemes aviv o imo ba'adah. Vashana Mu'uberes, there was a custom to fast on that day. I'm not sure if you fast. People have different light a yahrzeit candle, different things, but there was at least a fast. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Maran Beit Yosef, Yis'ana be'odar beis. You fast the second other. That would fit with what was said earlier. The Yeshamim, says the Ramah, the Yis'ana be'rishon. You fast on the first other, unless the person died on a leap year, the second other. Then you fast on the second other. V'chein ha-minik, says the Ramah, concludes, l'is'anos b'rishon. Miu, catch this now, yesh machmirim l'is'anos b'shnehem. Some fast both others. Isn't that fascinating? Fascinating. Says the Vilna Gaon, in source number 9, he likes the last few. Aval kan ha'iko l'is'anos b'shnehem. Why? Based upon the Gemara we just saw in the Sechta Megillah, Davav and Mebeis, that both months are considered to be in the category of other. Both of them are other. They're both other. That's why, for example, on the 14th and 15th of other Rishon, coming up in a few weeks, we don't have a Spedim, we're not allowed to fast, because although we don't celebrate with the reading of the Megillah and all those other things, but it still has a status of the 14th and 15th days of other. And we'll pick up the second paragraph to save time. V'raya shnia sheviyim b'megillah. You fold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel shem geula, that we commemorate Purim in the second month. Lav raya hi. It's not a proof at all. Why? If you would assume that only one month is other, okay, I can hear the proof. Aval gemara shem muchach, as I said to you earlier, Kemoshka Safi, says the Vilna Gaon, the Noag Bishnehem, that both months are other. And therefore you have to fast, or light a yahrzeit candle, whatever it may be, both months. Not out of doubt, because you're not sure which one it is, but out of certainty. Someone died in a plain other, when does that come out on the next year? Twice, as I told you before. 12A and 12B. So both months are considered to be the anniversary, if you will, of the death, and therefore both months are commemorated as the yahrzeit. That being the case, this can have no bearing on what we call a bar mitzvah. You can't tell me that you're going to be bar mitzvah in the second Adar because Purim is in the second Adar. No! Purim is in the second Adar for a purely technical reason. Namely, we want to have the celebration of Purim close to the celebration of Pesach. Were it not for that fact, we could have argued that you'd really be bar mitzvah in the first Adar, the first opportunity. The real reason why you're bar mitzvah in the second Adar, we said before. What is it? Which is the extra month? Come on, what is it called? 12A. That's the reason. Has nothing to do with Purim. So, forgive me. I'm arguing with you and the Mishnah Berurah. Sorry. Based on the logic of the Vilna Gaon. I'm arguing on source 7 based on source 9. You can't prove anything from the commemoration of Purim. Okay. So far, so good. Now we come. Right, any questions now before we proceed? Yes. Right. That's right. Purim Katan, we do not fast, we do not say eulogies. Correct. Exactly as we said. They're both called Adar. Fine. Now we come to the following question. Anyone in this room has this question? I have it in my family on more than one occasion. Someone is born in the first Adar of a leap year. And is bar mitzvah in a leap year as well. And have another vote. I repeat. You were born in a leap year, the first Adar, and bar mitzvah in a leap year, the first Adar. This happened to my brother, and I have a grandson, the same thing. I told you, with bas mitzvah, it's only one third is the chance of it happening, statistically. You do the math yourself and figure it out. Okay. Who votes that the bar mitzvah is celebrated in the first Adar? So obvious, of course, that's his birthday. Who votes that his bar mitzvah is in the second Adar? Almost nobody. Well, but I like the minority, right? You're my minority. Born in the first Adar. You turn 13 again in the first, again. Born in a leap year, bar mitzvah in a leap year. Born the first Adar. So the majority raise their hands, he's bar mitzvah in the first Adar, of course. Hold on. So there's one lady here who's looking at me with a funny look because it affected her grandson. Do you remember what your grandson spoke about it? Mayor at his bar mitzvah was about exactly this. Because her son is one of my few real students who followed me against the rest of the world. We postponed the bar mitzvah by an entire month. He got over it. Okay. Let's take a look in this case. We'll see source 10 and 11. We'll let it hang out. Source 10. Avo, says the Mishnah Berurah. In Mishnas Yud Gimel, Hayah Gam Kein Ibur, you were born in the first Adar, and you're by mitzvah in the leap year. Oz bevadahin omen, hanolad berishon, you're by mitzvah berishon, vasheni besheni. Makes perfect sense, right? That's what the majority here ruled. If you were born in the leap year, by mitzvah in the leap year, so you're born the first Adar, by mitzvah the first Adar, born second Adar, but it's the second Adar. Makes perfect logical sense. Who said so? Look at the small print now in the brackets. Who said so? Haskamas Achronim. Everyone agrees. Delo against Kimem Aleph. Who's Mem Aleph? Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is source 11. He is the view which I like. And I'll explain to you better. He explains to himself better than I can explain to you. If you were following along with the Shia, you should also like source number 11. But that seems to be a minority. Just a few of us like source number 11. Let's explain. Says the Magen Avraham. He says that the majority, his predecessors seem to say that the first line, Nola Badarishan, Nas Ben Yud Gimel Badarishan. Lavush said so. Lavush is an earlier source, a student of the Ramah. On line 2 of it, Sarachi, he doesn't like it. Why? Tomi Shinola Bishanapshuta. That we know. So, the Imkain Zeh, Afal Pi Shinola Bishnasa Ibra, Mikomakom Eshtake, last year, Hoysa Shanapshuta. Okay. Fanasa Ben Yudbeis, Ba'adarstam. I'm going to make it dramatic. They're twins born. Twins are born in other Rishon, a boy and a girl. So you have to celebrate the Bas Mitzvah. In a plain year. When you celebrate the Bas Mitzvah? When? Adar, of course. In a plain year, you celebrate an Adar. No question about it, right? Count 1 year for the Bas Mitzvah, for the Bar Mitzvah. The same day of your Bas Mitzvah, a sheep was born. A sheep was born at the Bas Mitzvah. We had a birth of a sheep. That's how we celebrate the Bas Mitzvah. That's a nice new way to celebrate Bas Mitzvahs. Have a sheep being born, see the miracle of life, right then and there. When is that sheep going to have its first birthday, when it becomes, by which time you have to offer it as a korban? When? Adar Sheni, the second Adar. So it stands to reason, says the Magen Avraham, if you're going to count the year from the 12th birthday of this girl to the 13th birthday of a twin brother, it will take you to the second Adar. So therefore you should be bar mitzvah in the second Adar, notwithstanding the fact you were born in the first Adar. Who cares? We count year by year by year by year by year. Your bar mitzvah need not take place on your birthday. Ha ha. Your birthday, or if there be a yard site, it's first Adar. That's why I had a question today in shul. My someone died in the first Adar, when is the yard site? I said, first Adar. That's the death day. That's the birthday. But as far as bar mitzvah, you have to count years, says the Magen Avraham. You count it to 12 years. You may have to go up 13 steps. The 12th step you went up in a plain year. And I have to count 1 year from that. 1 year from that, according to the Yerushalmi, takes you to the second Adar. Irrespective of the fact you were born in the first Adar. That's the Magen Avraham. I like that Magen Avraham. But you and I are a minority, and the others don't like us, okay? What can I do? 1 second. Im Kain, says the Magen Avraham, so cogently, Lo mal'u lo yugimel, he didn't complete the 13 years, ad shnas adar hasheni. And he brings a proof from a Gemara, Masechta Erechin, L'cheni Reli, the 7th, 6th line, the Nasa bar mitzvah ba'adar sheni, even though he was born other Rishon. That's where my position, like Magen Avraham, is contrary to that of the, what it called here, the most of the authority, Haskama Sachronim. This is extremely relevant for the caterers, you know? In a year in which 13 years earlier was a plain year, listen carefully. If 13 years ago was a, let's take this year. This year is a perfect example. Anyone making a bar mitzvah this year? Charles bar mitzvah? 13 years was a plain year. I'm telling you, if you're invited to a bar mitzvah, any time between, listen carefully, between this Shabbos, I mean, if that the actual day is a Shabbos, this Shabbos, and 4 weeks hence, you're in trouble. There's going to be no bar mitzvahs. Can't be. Unless the Barash HaLevi comes down from Shemayim, and his view is followed. According to the Ramah, there's going to be no bar mitzvahs in the month of Adar Rishon. Can't be. Whoever was born other 13 years ago, I have to wait for other shame. If I'm right, someone who's born this coming month, we should be blessed with many healthy births. And someone who's born, a boy born this coming month, starting from this Shabbos for the next 30 days, other Rishon. Okay? This is the 14th year of the cycle. Add 13 years, you get 27. 27 subtract 19 gives you 8. There'll be again a bar mitzvah in a leap year. According to me, there'll be no bar mitzvahs that entire month. But there'll be many bar mitzvahs, because no one follows me. No one listens to me. So they make bar mitzvahs in like the Mishnah Berurah. I can't blame them. The caterers are happy that way. It's split it over 2 months. If it's me, if you ask me, they'll be all packed into the second month. It'll be hard to get a Shabbos in there. Yes, ma'am. Two minutes later. He's bar mitzvah a month earlier. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch. That curiosa is found in Shulchan Aruch, source number four. Exactly your case. Source number four. Sif Yud. Im nar echad nolad b'choftes adar rishon. In the Shana Muberes. Nar echad nolad b'adar sheni b'echad bo. It could be twins, right? Just 2 minutes apart. And the shnas yud gimel is ena muberes. It's a plain year. Guess what happens? Also, shendolad b'choftes adar rishon. The one who was older, sorach lahamtin ad choftes adar shnas yud gimel. He has to wait till the 29th to be bar mitzvah. And that whippersnapper kid. But also shendolad achrav b'adar b'echad b'adar sheni yeh ben yud gimel shana kemer shigil b'echad b'adar sheni b'adar shal shnas yud gimel. A chutzpah. The youngest son will be bar mitzvah 29 days before the b'chor. That's what it says. You got it right. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. We have a wild calendar, we Jews. Wild. It's a wild idea. It could happen. Can you imagine? You want to make a bar mitzvah twins? You got to pay twice for a caterer? Because it's a bar mitzvah a month apart? And the younger one comes first yet? Hey. Okay. Now, there's much more to be said about our calendar, but our time is gradually running down. So let me give you one final point, and there's much more to think about. Catch this one now. We're going to discuss the following situation. We'll see it in source number 7. Source number 7. When you were born in Aleph Kislev? Aleph Tevis? How many days of Kislev were there that year? Don't know? Look it up. Here's the case. Source number 7. It was the second Erech Chodesh you were born? Okay, let's take a look. Me, your case. Me, Shinola, B'yom Rishon, Rosh Chodesh, Kislev. Same thing, Kislev and Tevis. I'm reading the last 2.5 lines of source number 7. We have someone in our room who actually had this case. V'hoi was Beis Avin Rosh Chodesh. You were born the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is, right, the first day of Kislev. Fine. U'v'shnas Yud Gimel, you turn Bar Mitzvah or Bas Mitzvah. Hoya Cheshvin Choser. Cheshvin is only has 29 days. V'kislev Eino Ela Yom Echad Rosh Chodesh. Let's take a vote. Okay, let's review it again. You were born the first of Kislev, the day after the 30th of Cheshvin. When you're 13 or 12, you have two choices. The first of Kislev, or the 29th day of Cheshvin. This should be a no-brainer, right? When are you by mitzvah? The first, who votes for the first of Kislev? You're born the first of Kislev. Who votes you by mitzvah the first of Kislev? Obvious, right? That could be anything else. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Afal Pikein, Eino Nasir Bar Mitzvah, Ad Rosh Chodesh Kislev. This should be as obvious as can be. How can you argue with this? How can you argue with this? It's impossible. Okay. Next. Umi Shinod Rosh Chodesh Kislev, V'lohoye Rak Yom Echad Rosh Chodesh. That year lived only 29 days, and you were born on the first of Kislev. Uvishnas Yud Gimel Hayu Shnei Yomim Rosh Chodesh. Let's review again. You were born the first of Kislev. Okay? Now you're bar mitzvah in a year when there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Let's hear the vote. Don't look, don't cheat. The first of Kislev, you were born in a year when there were 29 days of Cheshvin. Now you have 13 or 12 when there are 30 days of Cheshvin. Let's take a vote. Who votes your bar mitzvah on the first of Kislev? You were born the first of Kislev. Who votes your bar mitzvah the first of Kislev? That's all? Who votes your bar mitzvah on the 30th of Cheshvin? We have these diehards. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, says that you're right. The minority of you again. Nasir bar mitzvah yom echad Rosh Chodesh. How do you understand this? This is absolutely wild. Let's review again. You were born in a year. Let's review again. You were born in the year there were 29 days of Cheshvin, and you were born on the first of Kislev. In your bar bas mitzvah, there were 30 days of Cheshvin. Who cares? Who cares how many of Cheshvin there are? You were born on the first of Kislev. Should be bar mitzvah the first of Kislev. This is crazy. How do you explain this last line in source number 7? In point of fact, it doesn't go uncontested. Please look at source number 12. Source number 12. Okay. Calls the Eliyahu Rabba, source 12. Nibishana Shinola to Yakislev Chosev. Lahoya Rosh Chodesh Tevis Rakio Mecha. He's in your case. He switched from Cheshvin to Kislev. So it's make you happy. The Akshav Kislev Mole. Now there's 32 days of Rosh Chodesh Tevis. V'yesh Beis Yomim Rosh Chodesh. Mikol Mekom. Nasa Bar Mitzvah. B'yom Rishon the Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Exactly what the Mishnah Berurah said. Wild. You were born a Tevis, Bar Mitzvah and Kislev. Eli Rabbit says, how can that be? How can that be? You're not Bar Mitzvah until the second day of Rosh Chodesh. That's what I would have said. I would have certainly said, have to wait till the second day. How do you explain the first few, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes? You found my problem? You're born the first day of Kislev, in Bar Mitzvah, the 30th day of Cheshvan. How do you explain that? By any stretch, how do you explain that? So I'm going to give you the answer to this question too. The answer to the question is found, and if you look at the combination of sources, the very first line on source 4, and the one line of source 13. The first line of source 4 is as follows. Le'olam hu katan atchiyovish te'saras, achra she'yir ben yud gimel v'yom echad. Ooh. Let's take it from the Talmud. You bar mitzvah when you're 13 years and one day. What do you mean a one day? What does that mean? Source 13. V'yom echad. Lav dafka yom. Doesn't mean the whole day has to pass. Elekevan she'nichnas tchilas hayom mishnas yudalet. The beginning of the day, of the first day of the 14th year enters. Hafilu sho'achas hafilu rega echas. Sagi. As soon as it gets dark outside, you become bar or bas mitzvah. Fascinating. It doesn't say you're bar or bas mitzvah on your birthday. We already saw that from Abba ben Avraham that you and I like. It doesn't mean your birthday. Your birthday, we said, is the first other. You're bar mitzvah in the second other, according to the Magen Avraham, which we liked. Here too. It's not your birthday. Your birthday is undoubtedly the first of Kislev. If someone had a yahrzeit that day, it would clearly be commemorated on the first of Kislev. But that's not how it works. You have to count 13 years, and as soon as the 13 years are up, and the next day starts, you're considered going into the 14th year. Now, when is it up? So this opinion holds as follows. When I was born on the first day of Kislev, there were only 29 days to Cheshvan. With me? So if that's the case, halachically, according to this opinion, the 13 years are up on the 29th day of Cheshvan of the year that I turned 13. The 13 years are up. Now what starts? The 14th year. Since the 14th year starts as soon as it gets dark, I'm bar mitzvah. What's the date? I don't care what the date is. My birthday probably be tomorrow. My bar mitzvah is tonight. The bar mitzvah and the birthday are separated by a day. We had it before separated by a month. This is the only small change. They're separated by a day. My birthday is the first of Kislev. My bar mitzvah, which is not my birthday. My bar mitzvah comes when I finish the 13 years and I start the next day that starts the 14th year is the 30th day of Cheshvan. Since when I was born, the 29th was the day which preceded my birth, so it's considered the final day of the 13 years, and whatever day comes next, be it the 1st of Kislev or the 30th of Cheshvan, that's my 14th year start, and I can celebrate my bar mitzvah, and my birthday is until the following day. How do you like that? My time is up. We've examined some of the fascinating quirks of the Jewish calendar with respect to the two others. Clearly, when it comes to Purim, there's no dispute. We're not going to have Purim, next month. We have to wait an additional month to celebrate Purim. Although we do have Purim Katan, as you said so correctly. However, when it comes to other situations, such as yahrzeits and bar mitzvahs, bas mitzvahs, it becomes much more complicated. We should be privileged to see the recreation of those fantastic days of Adar. HaChodesh, as the Torah Megillah tells us, HaChodesh HaShanepach Lahem, the month, the entire month, which is reversed from days of sorrow to days of joy, amen v'amen. Thank you for coming.